Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Bill Calhoun. I'm bringing this back. White or Shade of Pale, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ruth King is here. She's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 10 years. Boy, howdy, has she taught us some stuff in the last 10 years. Ruth, thank you so much for your abiding support of all we do and for sharing all your great insights and wisdom.
My pleasure. I've enjoyed it. I mean, hopefully I've done some really good things and helped the listenership and
no
made
doubt.
Them more profitable.
No doubt. ProfitabilityRevolution.com is the website. Go there and check out the videos and all the other things that she's got going on there. The courage to be profitable, folks, if you have a small business, you don't own this book, you're making a mistake. Buy this book and you'll thank me later. Ruth, talk to us about some things that you talk about in the book. So make sure we can start 2016 on the right foot.
Well, as long as we're talking about paradigm shifts, let's do it from that perspective. How's
that?
All right. Most small business owners do not look at their financial statements every single month. So if you're one of those, the first thing you want to do is your first paradigm shift is to make a commitment that every month I'm going to look at my financial statements. And I'm going to look at P&L and I'm going to look at the balance sheet. And if I don't understand them, read the book. Because the book explains what a P&L and balance sheet are
right.
In simple, plain English. So the courage to be profitable gives you the background and the basis to truly understand what a profit and loss statement is and what a balance sheet is.
As a manager, not an accountant.
That's right.
Right? So you're teaching them how to read the report as a manager, as the CEO of your business. You're not trying to make them accountants. Isn't that one of the biggest stupid things that people do in small business is they think that the more they get into the numbers, somebody's trying to make them into an accountant or a bookkeeper?
No, I mean, you hire an accountant. You hire a bookkeeper. You hire those people because those are the ones who actually are doing the day-to-day stuff. You're supposed to be reviewing it. You're supposed to be looking at it. You're supposed to be making good business decisions based on the information that you're getting.
Right.
You're not supposed to be putting debits and credits in. You've got better things to do.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. All right, what's next?
The next one really goes to that one is if you don't have a bookkeeper, hire one, at least on the part-time basis. And make that person responsible for putting the day-to-day things in and delegate that, but do not abdicate the overview and the reviewing of the financial statements.
I agree.
So, all right, so that's number two. Number three, understand
the... And by the way, you can outsource that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you use QuickBooks, if you go onto their QuickBooks, they have certified professionals who will work with you on a part-time basis. You don't even have to hire somebody full-time. You can just hire somebody part-time to do your
right.
books.
Right,
You don't
absolutely.
Have to, and Intuit has probably, I mean, the Atlanta one has probably 200 professionals in Atlanta who are certified by QuickBooks to be able to do your books.
Yep. You know,
we talked
about earlier in the previous segment pushing through something and just doing it.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those things, folks. If you ever get on the other side of this issue where you understand you read the statements, the right numbers, the numbers that you're looking at to help you run your business sort of jump off the page at you.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the best way I can describe it, Ruth, is remember the Beautiful Mind, the movie.
Oh yeah.
Where he had all those numbers up on the wall and he kept looking at them and all of a sudden 8 or 10 or 15 came off the wall and started coming together in something organized that he could understand. That's what happens. When you start get where you can read and understand your statements, if you ever get to that point, Ruth, you'll be afraid not to have those, won't you? It'll be a security blanket for you.
And I've had so many of my clients tell me now that they look forward to getting their financials every month. They
right.
look forward to reviewing them.
It's
and everybody
it's
looks
empowering.
At us, you're crazy. Yeah, it is empowering. It's very
empowering. That's right. And when you get that point, you'll look back and you'll say, wow, how did I stay in business this long without this?
Yeah, absolutely.
And many people are looking back saying, if I had done that, I would still be in business.
Right? True.
All right, what's
absolutely
next?
True.
What's next?
All right, so the next thing that we want to do is understand that cash is not profit.
Say that again. This is going to be in the test, folks.
That cash is not profit, and profit is not cash.
Right.
What you have on the end of your balance sheet, the end of your P&L is a number, and it's either profit or loss. If
it's accounting.
It's accounting. It's an accounting number. It simply means that you had more revenue than expense that month. That didn't mean you have more cash coming in than going out. It just meant you had more revenue than expense.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And you have to make sure that you always look at where you are from a cash position, too. There's in the courage to be profitable, there is a cash flow statement that is very easy to fill out. Takes your bookkeeper less than 10 minutes a month.
Please,
do it.
This, folks.
Yeah.
Please do. I tell you what, Ruth, if you told me I couldn't manage my own cash, I'd go ahead and shut up.
I'd quit.
I'd shut the door.
That's it. Yep.
Built my own spreadsheet. Managed my own cash. And it is so versatile for me because I love telling this story, Ruth. If I identify that in October I'm going to go negative cash, I'll call my banker in June and tell him that.
Mm-hmm.
I say, all right, banker, I may need some money in October. This is in June.
Yeah.
He'll say, okay,
and
call
they
me
love
back.
It.
Yeah, I'll email him my spreadsheet so he sees what I'm talking about. Now, I may or may not need it. I might be able to handle it myself or whatever. But you talk about credibility with your banker.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so profit is not cash. Then we want to make sure that you send your bank statements home. If you have a bookkeeper who is doing your books.
You have told us this so many times.
Yeah, and it is something that absolutely, if you have not done it, you absolutely have to do it.
When we come back after these messages, Ruth's going to tell us more about why. I want to talk a little bit more about cash and profit, too. And then we'll talk about why you should send your statements home. She has a great explanation for it, and it'll save you a lot of heartache if you follow her. Quick break. Tintail, right back with Ruth King. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.